something, you know, that I cheat that a little bit too.
Okay.
Well, sausage.
Sausage. What about if it's not cured? You ever eat any for example?
That is very interesting. You know,
salted meat.
Well, I have had on rare occasions breakfast steak, corned beef hash.
Mm-hmm.
I love salt mackerel. Well, and it's very funny, you know. Salt mackerel, pippin herring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite of all breakfasts. You must try this sometimes if you can find it. It's expensive as hell. I can't afford it often. Is shad roe and bacon and lemon juice. Mm-hmm. And grits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, incredible breakfast. It really is.
It
costs about $3.50 a shot. But there's also, you know, you can buy a can of fish roe and kind of make sort of a fake shad roe, you know, for about, well, it used to be 39 cents, and then people started rediscovering it.
Yeah, that went up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see.
Another good breakfast if you're alone or if you're there, it's about the smallest can of salmon you can buy, you know, and chili. And then serve it, again, with grits, good buttered grits, and the cold salmon with lemon juice, and then slices of boiled egg, or hard-boiled egg.
Mm. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Excellent, bro.
That sounds very Jewish.
Really?
To me, somehow or other, that
sounds
Jewish.
It probably is. My father used to love that.
Okay, let me see. If you have a kind of pork that's got a lot of lean in it, what do you call that? Kind of bacon that's very, very lean.
British bacon.
Okay. And
or English bacon.
Okay, what about a kind that has almost no lean in it at all?
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. I remember hearing things like salt pork and fat back, but then we always had sort of the equally distributed fat and lean, and we just referred to it generally as just bacon.
Okay.
And so I'm not even sure whether salt pork or fat back even comes from the same section of a hog that bacon does.
Okay. What part of the hog does the bacon come from, anyway?
On the side.
Side, okay. And you refer to that as, if you have a big hunk of it, you refer to that as what?
A big hunk of bacon?
Oh, yeah.
You mean after it's cured, or what?
Yeah, right.
I just call that bacon. I don't have any
particular. You ever call it a side of bacon?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean the whole thing?
Yeah.
All cured and hung up, on the side of bacon.
Yeah, okay. Let me see, the outside of the bacon is called what? The outside part?
Rind?
The rind,
uh-huh.
Okay. And any other names for that besides that?
It all depends. If you boil down lard, you can get your cracklings from it. They're often referred to as bacon rinds.
But
I am not altogether certain about that.
Okay. You ever have that, cracklings?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. The man who usually kills hogs and prepares the meat for sale and so on is called what?
The butcher.
Okay. And if the meat's been kept long,